Matilda's a slow eater, and I'm, you know how I cram popcorn down my mouth, eat. So I made a big bowl a couple nights ago, like a couple months ago, whatever. And I gave her a little bowl, and she's like eating one at a time and walking around and doing her little thing. And I'm,
Whoa.
and then after she finishes her little bowl, she's like, "More, please." I'm like, "Oh, I'm sorry, it's all gone." She's like,
Sorry.
I'm like, "Shit, I should put some aside, not look at it, but sorry, you're too slow. Hide it all."
Please, can I have some more, Mother?
Nope. Gone.
No, all done. This is all done.
What ever? Oh wait, it's time to go?
Yeah, that's what we're all sitting there off. It's time to go, and you're
Oh.
dicking.
I thought I still had like 3 minutes or something.
Well, I don't
Jesus.
know. It's fucking daylight,
No.
Oh,
not
this.
3 minute time.
Yeah, I guess I don't fucking know. Here we go. We're gonna start this here right here. And then I have to go over here and I gotta. Jesus, I'm not ready for this. Here, ready? We're gonna go now.
Oh, yeah, I got a story from Pittsburgh.
No, you need to stop now because we're starting the show. Jesus.
I'm telling you, I got something.
Oh, people. This world is filled with pod shows and we are one of them. But we are the pod show. All about the jibber
Hey, jibber
jabber.
jabber, we got some jibber jabber for you.
We are four friends that are too young to be baby boomers, but we are too old to be Gen Xers. And we get together on Thursdays around 6:30 and we broadcast live on
Something
podbean.com.
happens at,
6:30.
but I wouldn't call it a show.
My name is Dave and I'm in Pennsylvania. And as always, I've got my three friends here.
Hello.
First to Michigan, and we say hello to Sherry. Hello, Sherry.
Hello, shut your pie hole
Wait.
and turn off your camera.
Oh, look at that. Why? We're supposed to do a video show one of these days. Everybody is clamoring for a video show.
Not today.
I'm just saying. So, what if I accidentally hung up right now? That would be good.
That'd be
All
fine.
right. So, anyway, shut up now. We're still not there. We're gonna go to North Carolina and we're gonna say hello to Cindy. Hello, Cindy.
Hello, all those clamorers.
Clamorers. They're clamoring. And then finally, last. But not least, we have to head back up to Michigan, just down the road from Sherry's house, just up the road from where the bomb exploded at the head shop. We say hello to Mr. Jimmy Artie. Hello, Jimmy Artie.
Hello.
Nice.
How
Nice and
are
concise.
you? What are you talking now?
What?
Shut up.
Okay. Okay, I'm sorry. It is time to shut up and turn it over to Sherry because she has some really, really interesting news for us. Right, Sherry?
Today, we are not sadly sponsored by cake. Poor cake, it doesn't get its own day because today is Pi Day, so we're not sponsored by cake.
I
I
think.
like cake. So much better than pie.
Oh, you are so wrong. You
What?
could not be more wrong. Pie is a million times better than cake.
Oh, God, no.
Oh yes. Oh yeah.
Nope. Jimmy, what do you think?
Jimmy,
I like pie.
do you like cake?
Well, see, with pie, it's like you get it all 100%. And cake, it's like separated by layers of sponge
Wait.
may or may not taste any fucking good.
Wait. So for Jimmy, a cake is the frosting and the layers inside are the spongy stuff that might not taste very good. I love that. I love that view of cake.
But then the pie is in reverse. You got this shit that's covering the good stuff.
I love the shit and the good stuff.
What's the good stuff in pie for you?
I don't like it at all, but I'm just guessing. Is that people like the filling.
Perhaps you haven't really had a good pie. I mean, every year around my birthday, Val's like, what would you like me to make for you? And this year, I think I'm going to choose the peanut butter and chocolate pie. Doesn't that sound good?
Whoa, I love it.
I mean, it's not all apple and berries and shit, you know?
Awesome.
But I like my apples and berries and peaches.
You do, okay.
Peaches and
all the pies
and almonds
and then, you know,
and
sometimes
pecans.
Pies suck because of the crust. You got to have a good crust on a pie, just like you have to have the good spongy stuff on a cake.
What? I don't like the meat pies. Or
how about the hair pies? Do you like the hair pies?
Or the pot pie? Or the pasties?
Wait, I do like pot pies, but I do not like pasties.
Yeah. F the pasty.
F them.
Nobody ever celebrates birthdays with pie.
Well, you're right about that.
Cindy right now.
You can't put candles in the pie.
I don't want no candles. They're not going to fit anyway.
Get the fucking candles
out of
here.
There's a limit to how much I can burn here in the forest.
Right, exactly. Good.
Smokey says.
What does Smokey say? What?
Only you.
But shit, I didn't realize today was Pi Day.
The day is Pi Day.
Because it's 314?
Yes.
Do you like cold pie or hot pie?
Since I don't like pie, I don't care.
I like all pie. I like the pie that you get at the gas station, McDonald's. You know, the come in the little kind of plastic or the
crunchy plastic.
Oh, I love the pies like that. Oh yeah.
Oh my god.
Wow.
You're just an eater of all sweets, basically.
Well, okay, you got me. But I don't like cake anymore. I don't like, and it's more about the frosting now. As for some reason, I don't know what it is. I'm weird.
So if you and Jimmy split a piece of cake, he would eat all the frosting, you would eat the spongy stuff. The
spongy stuff in between.
You throw that.
Throw that away, dude. Shit. That's how I used to eat cake as a kid. I would take my slice and you'd put it kind of on the side, and I would eat the spongy stuff out in the middle first, and then I would eat all the frosting that was left.
What? Or just eat the frosting and then throw that out and get another one.
Now here's the deal. I wasn't allowed to do that. My dad would kick my ass if I did that.
See, he was a strong man.
No, but he wouldn't kick my ass. Shut up. All right, next.
Next. Let's go right to Jimmy and his story. He's got a story he's dying to share with us, and he's not going to remember, so there's going to be like 3 minutes of silence when he tries to think of the Pittsburgh story that he's dying to tell us.
This one, the Pittsburgh story is good, but...
He's calling an audible.
Of course he is.
Here it comes. What's the story, Jimmy?
I was very interested in this headline. Starling Murmurations. Starling Murmurations. Cover English village in their poop.
Starling Murmurations cover English village in their poop.
Correct.
So is that a bird? A starling?
Yes.
Murmuration?
No, just a plain old starling.
Well, a murmuration is a group of starlings?
Oh.
I don't know. Hang on.
Yeah. You don't know what a murmuration is? It's when, have you ever seen where you look up in the sky and it's almost like in a wave and the starlings will go and there's like 10,000 of them.
Right, yep.
And that's a murmuration.
And they're all shitting on this English village.
Exactly.
I love it.
Right.
Wow, so you need an umbrella for the poop.
Right, and people come to see this.
So they call it
this one place, and it's called Great Gonnerby, Lincolnshire.
Lincolnshire.
Whatever. But even going out the front door, you end up with poop on your hands because it's all over the handles.
So they have they call it an unfortunate scatological side effect. Scatological side effect. I love it.
How big are these poops?
Well, they're starling poops, so they're little poops, but there's a million starling. So a million little poops make a big poop.
Let me relate it to Rochester, Michigan. This was a couple of years ago, and I had my back to the window in the office, and all of a sudden it's like, whoo, just like the hair on the back of my neck stands up. I'm like, wow, this fucking something's weird. And I look outside and the whole entire yard is covered with birds. Wow. I mean, I had to take a picture. You couldn't see a blade of grass. And then all of a sudden they flew up and they were doing that murmuration and it was transfixing and weird and kind of spooky at the same time.
Looking at them.
But then
when they do that,
I looked later on my house. I'm like, God damn it. Apparently they're fond of blueberries and all the side of my house was just spots of purple.
Ugh.
Fucking everywhere.
Ugh.
And you got to get that off right away, man.
You got to get it off right away. And I didn't. And then I ended up just painting the house instead.
Fucking bluebird poop.
Yeah. So that's, it's weird. It's somewhere between super fascinating and creepy as fuck.
I think it would be cool other than the poo coming down at you and making sure your mouth is closed. But it's sort of like if you were underwater, you see all those fish swimming in schools, you know, and it's really cool to see tons of them, you know, changing direction.
Well, the problem with that is they're all peeing on you.
But you don't notice that.
You don't even know, but they're all laughing at you.
And we learned from Cindy that they're just eating each other's poop.
Oh, yeah, right. Fish eat poop.
So you don't have to worry about them. They're not pooping on you.
Right. They're eating the poop.
Right. Or you just start up your weed blower and you pelt other people with all the bird poop and shit through the air.
Hmm.
Well, I got to be honest.
Don't you think the shit will hit the fan?
No, it just blows.
Oh, you're blowing. The fan's blowing the shit.
It sucks.
It's not sucking the shit. It's blowing the shit.
Well, Dave, I think you're on my side on this one. And don't you think that is the best story you've ever heard about Pittsburgh?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, just to let you know, if you were going to Yermer Yager bobblehead night, I'm afraid someone stole all the bobbleheads.
What?
18,000.
Jammer Jagger?
Jammer Jagger, he used to have a mullet.
He still plays hockey? Shouldn't he be like 80 years old by now?
Is he still playing or are they just having like a commemorative? Okay,
no,
so
he
really
still plays. He has his own team in Czechoslovakia. He just comes over here for accolades.
He just comes over here for bobblehead night. And actually he stole all the bobbleheads to take back to Czechoslovakia and give out to his team's fans.
I just
solved the whole crime.
Wow.
But the whole solving of the crime was getting to the Pittsburgh story.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes sometimes, you know, Jimmy goes off on his own. He takes a tangent.
But I was really intrigued by the murmurations and the scatological words.
Oh, yeah. They were good words to learn. I didn't know murmurations. I thought that had something to do with, like, if you're getting an exorcism from a priest or something, that he's murmurations or something.
Yeah, like you've got tiny, tiny birds inside of you doing that shit.
And I didn't know that when Sherry shat up her fucking back of her shirt, that was a scatological event. I didn't know.
Eruption.
Right. I didn't know there was a term for scatological. I love it.
Yeah, it did erupt. Well, I think we should just go right into more stories. And I mean, it's never too early to play the keyword song.
Keyword is the name of the game.
Two beer down, what do? I got a game that's just for you. Check the news, find a story. Keyword, keyword is the name of the game. Keyword, 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 keyword is the name of the game.
Fucking brilliant.
Fucking brilliant. He what a duet. That theme joke.
So I think, since he's the least prepared, so it's going to be probably the shittiest story we have. Dave, maybe you go first.
Easy now. I have the best story.
Ooh, porn.
Easy. Don't just say that. Okay? Don't say that.
Say it.
My keyword is
not pie.
AI.
Oh.
There you go. That's it. AI. All right. So now who's going to guess first? Jimmy, what story am I talking about with the keyword AI? Oh, and this is current. This is from yesterday. So.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to change my tune then.
I think that it's Elon Musk has got a whole satellite system full of AI Elon Musks.
I do like the theme there, but no, sorry. That is an incorrect answer, Jimmy. Who wants to try next? Cindy, do you want to try?
Sure. I think the big minds out there that are trying to shove this AI down our throat have changed old McDonald's had a farm, AIAIO.
Okay, that was horrible. Horrible. No, I tease.
I thought that was outstanding.
Yes.
Brilliant.
I'm going to still have to gong it because it was not correct. Sherry?
Well, I think that you're throwing us off, and AI is not right straight up artificial intelligence. AI stands for Amelia Investigation, and these people that think they found Amelia Earhart's plane, but they realize that it's just a fucking fake, like, what do you call that when they project something that doesn't exist? It's not really her plane. So no. The AI Amelia Investigation is gone down the tubes.
That was worse than Cindy's. All right, that's what I'm saying. No, I tease. I'm teasing, but it is still wrong. However, I am pleased to see that none of you tried to come up with a story about porn. Okay, because you're always saying that I do porn-related stories. And by the way, the story is law enforcement is struggling to prosecute AI-generated child pornography.
Wow.
And they're asking Congress to act. So I guess there is AI-generated porn that is child, like child porn.
Fuckers.
Right.
So. Wow. That's so nasty.
Who do you prosecute? Because somebody, AI technically is just doing it on his own, but somebody is kind of feeding parameters. That guy should be, you know, right? Motherfucking.
Right. What? If they ever find that those people, then they can have AI generated sodomy with those people as stars.
There you go.
Like Jimmy was saying something about sticking it in his butt. I don't know what that conversation was earlier.
But Dave, I think they could still
find these people. They're like in the deep dark web or whatever.
You can still prosecute people because you get in trouble for possessing the child.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Right. So it's just the possession of it. So I guess it doesn't matter if it was AI generated.
Well, the weird thing is that's the whole thing. Is if it's truly just a AI generated like cartoon character, is it really prosecutable? But if it were like based on an actual kid, I don't know.
Right.
Like, well, like those deep fakes on famous people,
right?
Taylor Swift, and I don't know who else.
Right.
It's like they just go through the trash, man. When somebody moves, you know, some little kid's picture falls out. That's the next one.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, Dave. Well, that was a downer.
Well, but it was a damn good news story. That
it was
included,
a terrible news story.
That included porn.
But you did.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Right. Well, the quest, is that like part of the American dream is
child porn? What?
No, getting on, being known, getting on the internet, you know, having a lot of likes.
Like having a sponsor.
All of that. Winning or losing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, dude.
What is the fucking,
where?
You know.
Where have you been, Boomer?
Are you really ever satisfied with that?
Is he a boomer or what, Sherry?
Welcome to the world.
Come on, dude. Where have you been, dude?
I'm not, well.
All right. It is time.
I can tell you, but.
It is time. Wait, this is what Sherry and Cindy say.
Quit bullshitting and play the game.
It is time.
Wait, interrupted right in the middle of the keywords.
No, that was you guys telling us to quit jibber jabbering and get back to keywords.
Oh, I gotcha.
So who's the next one that has a keyword, Sherry?
Sherry.
All right. So my keyword is very simple, and my keyword is no joke.
No joke. All right.
And it's not, I'm going to give this part away. It's not about the man that Jimmy's in love with.
Who's Jimmy in love with?
You know, the president.
Oh, Joe Biden. Yeah, my man.
Not anything to do with Jimmy's boyfriend.
Huh.
Well, he's a Pole, so, you know.
Anyway, no Joe.
No Poles. Yeah, how do I get on the show?
Is that no comma Joe?
Yes. Yep.
All right, I just ate a piece of candy, so Cindy or Jimmy has to go first.
Jimmy,
are
you up for it?
Yes. I think it's got something to do with the sudden urge to go to no coffee.
Oh, wow. Well, that's so, why I clarified the comma.
No caffeine drinks.
No Joe. Sherry, is that right?
It's absolutely not my story, but what a good fucking answer, especially on the fly.
Wonderful answer, but it's still going to get...
All right. Next, next.
All right. I'm trying to think of other Joes that aren't in love with Jimmy or the other way around.
Joe Mama.
And just to, I mean, I feel like I'm throwing you off. I think of it as a comma, but it does not actually have to be a comma. So it doesn't mean I'm saying it. I'm saying it in that tone, but that's my interpretation, and it doesn't have to be me pointing my finger at somebody named Joe.
No, Joe.
All right.
I'm lost.
No, Joe.
Even though I am.
Uh-huh.
Are you going to try and guess, Cindy?
I felt like I was sending Cindy down the wrong road of guessing.
Yeah, I'm on a dirt road right now. On my face. Why don't you go, Dave, and then I'll see what I can do.
All right. Well, I believe that it is a new porn movie out that has no guys named Joe. So there's no Joe porn movie is what it is.
Couldn't be further off.
What? What? That wasn't right?
Nope.
Oh, so I get a... All right.
Well, the other only Joe I could think of was Joe Pesci. And I haven't seen Joe Pesci around in a long time. So, you know, there's no Joe.
He's dead? You're saying Joe Pesci's dead?
I don't know. I'm not the open queen. Sherry might know this.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Joe Pesci? Didn't fly by my obit area, so that is also incorrect.
First heard here first.
The actual answer to the keyword is no, Joe. There's no fucking bags available at Trader Joe that everybody is coveting that are super cheap and super fucking normal looking and just ugly little canvas bags with either a blue handle, yellow, green, or red. And they're the latest Stanley Cup and people are coveting them, spending hundreds of dollars on these things that normally stores give you for free. So no, Joe, there's none available.
Unbelievable.
So it's the new Stanley Cup is these crappy little canvas white bags that say Trader Joe's on them and different color straps. And they're not even very big. They're mini bags and they're selling for hundreds.
Hundreds.
Wow. That I should is check that fucked out up next shit. Time I go to Trader Joe's.
And they have them. Grab them up.
They're not even made out of hemp.
Fuckers.
You can't even smoke them.
God damn it. Them.
Oh.
I'm going to sell those as NFTs.
Right.
Whatever happened to NFTs?
Exactly what should have. They just went away.
So the stupid, and they're mini, they're little bags.
Right. That's the dumbest thing I ever heard of because you get them for free.
Yeah. I mean, they're like the size of, like, you could put maybe a, just a small personal watermelon in it. That's how big they look anyway.
A personal watermelon.
A personal watermelon.
I've never seen anything for free other than a paper bag.
Well, you know, I mean, sometimes there'll be like, there'll be a deal where they're like, oh, you know, blah, 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 spend this much money and we'll give you one of the bags because it's advertising their shit. Because it
like
says
buy a pound of their coffee. And yeah, they'll give you this bag.
A little canvas bag. You know, they've got 17 cents into it.
Go for coffee.
And it fits like two cantaloupes. Hopefully not from Mexico.
Two cantaloupes in a
for sack. One person a watermelon. All right, so let's go to the expert and let's hear what Cindy's keyword is.
Here.
All right, let me make sure I read it off correctly because I wrote it down for y'all. All right. Keyword, aw, rats, my weed is missing.
Wait, all right, my weed is missing? Or a rat?
Aw, rats,
Aw rats. Is it aw or ooh?
Like, kind of like when you say, oh shit.
Aw.
But instead of swearing, you go, aw rats.
So kind of like when, the way I say the tourist.
The tourist.
All rats.
Another story, you fucks.
All rats.
He's just taking his time trying to figure yeah. out.
My weed is gone. Oh, wait, am I going first?
I'm just
going
to jump in. You, jump guys in. Are fucking buying time anyway.
You go.
So I think that on the tube in London, fucking somebody had their weed sitting beside them and a goddamn rat came up and stole his weed. Aw, rats, my weed is gone in the tube in London.
Fucking rats.
Wow.
Fucking rats.
Well, once again, Sherry is creeping into getting the entire story, but I would say it's about 1/3 correct, 2/3 incorrect.
Huh. So instead of getting, we're going to try and give her just a, oh, I can't, there's no way.
No,
I can
there's
stop
no ding
fast.
For that. There's a, hmm?
There's a, no, it can't be a buzzer. It's more like a, here we go. There you go.
Jimmy, weed next. Boy, jump in next.
Right, Jimmy. What's the story?
All right, man.
All rats.
I think that there once was a poor man, and it was just him and his rat. And he taught that rat how to pick a pocket. And he taught that rat how to sniff out the weed, and the rat, when it would go into people's pockets and snatch their little bag of weeds.
Nice. I like that one. A trained rat is stealing weed.
The keyword is a current news story, and it doesn't start with there once was a poor man.
Well, listen, Jimmy does an audible. That's his audible.
Okay, that is incorrect.
It's but it was a good
creative,
story.
Creative.
Very good
nonetheless.
Story.
I think it's very possible, man, because back in the day, them organ grinders taught them monkeys how to pick a pocket.
That's right. Them organ grinders sure did.
Fucking them organ grinders.
Them little monkeys.
Them little monkeys. All right.
Them cute little pickpocketing, organ grinding monkeys.
What a kid.
All right, so is it my time to guess?
Please, Dave. Let's see what you got.
I'm going to say that the 1/3 of the story that Sherry got right is that it was in the tubes in London. And and what it is there is this special London rat, the all rat, and it has eaten all the weeds around the train station, so there's no weeds anymore. They don't even have to hire a grounds crew guy. They have rats that eat the weeds.
Okay, that you went the further way route, so you're actually 100% wrong.
Damn it!
You hit him. Yeah, that's a very
so
bad.
There's actually is my microphone on? Okay. There's actually an issue in the New Orleans Police Department where the rats are eating all the evidence nice. Out of the drug room.
Nice.
Mainly the marijuana. So there's a lot of different issues with this building, but the one thing that caught on the headlines from the long deliberation that the superintendent of the police department talked about was the rat, the pot-eating rats.
Nice.
They're all high, running around. There's shit, rat shit everywhere. And all of their evidence seems to be missing. Which, can a rat eat that much evidence? Do you think, somebody else is pocketing it? But anyway, there's a lot of issues with this with this whole police department, the headquarters or whatever, and they're moving it. But that's the main headline because, you know, pot eating rats, just like murmurations and a scatological event. Well, God, Jimmy's ugly.
I'll tell you what, if I worked at that police department and found out the rats were eating the evidence, I would definitely be trying to go steal the evidence because you just blame it on the rats. You know,
that's right.
Right? So I would definitely think there would be additional theft of the evidence.
For sure, man.
Oh, and like, by the way, they actually ate some of them.
You know, you could buy a fucking little camera for like 50 cents, man.
And do what with it?
Put that in the room?
You know? Well, don't.
But it's New Orleans, so, you know.
Don't put a bummer on the story. I was going to get away with taking, like, cocaine and shit and all that stuff.
Well, right? They said that the rats were high, not freaked out, you know?
Oh, yeah. Got some rats on shrooms. You got rats on everything.
Now they're turning aggressive.
The New Orleans police are seeing narcotics from their evidence room disappear at an alarming rate. Due to an unusual culprit, rodents.
Rodents. Of unusual size.
And then a snake eats the rat.
Nice.
And the snake goes fucking wild.
And who eats the snake?
Not me, man.
Fucking mongoose eats the motherfucking snake.
The mongoose?
Is there another keyword? Anyone?
No, the show is over. I mean, the game is over.
It is halftime.
And you know what that means? Are we going right out of one game into another game?
That's all we got tonight.
Well, here we go.
Quit bullshitting and play the game!
So wait, technically speaking, we weren't bullshitting. So, we were playing keywords.
Yeah.
We were playing keywords, motherfucker. Just saying.
Okay. I'm
shit picking.
Wow.
All right, there's three songs for Dave and Sherry to guess. Sure. Jimmy's going to read in his fabulous, artistic, scatological voice.
Oh, it's scatological.
And there is a theme.
Oh, yeah, there's a theme.
Where?
Jimmy, ready?
No.
You're not ready, Jimmy. You're not ready.
He's honest.
Oh, Dave?
Oh, okay.
Sherry?
All right.
Ready.
I'm never ready, so, you know.
I was looking at scent mail. All right.
Oh, okay. Number one.
Who want those feeble-minded axes overthrown? Mm-hmm. I'm not into your passport picture. I just like your nose.
Okay. Do that first
fabulous
line.
Fabulous read, Jimmy.
Do the first line again.
Not those feeble-minded axes overthrown.
Okay. I'm gonna say that I'm going to guess the who. Those feeble.
Do you want to hear more words?
Yes.
What's the next sentence? In the black.
I'm not into your passport picture. I just like your nose.
I think you're right, Dave.
I'm not into your...
He's correct.
The feeble-minded axe is overthrown. I say you better bet. Is that it?
Better bet.
Woohoo!
I want those feeble-minded axes overthrown. I'm not into your passport picture. I just like your nose. You want to meet me with open arms and open legs. I know only fools have needs, but this one
never begs.
You better, you better, you better.
All right, congratulations. I'm not sure if that's a 75,
no,
25,
that's 100%
day.
100%, 100%, 100%.
And I love that Who song. I mean, it's no Athena, Dave, but...
It's no Athena, but it's a good one.
All right. Good job, Dave. Number two, Jimmy.
Jimmy. Here we go.
Have you seen my wig around?
Oh, God.
I feel naked without it.
Oh. Jane said.
Yep.
And it's Jane's addiction.
Good job, Dave. You are on fire.
Woohoo!
Damn, Dave.
Have you seen my wig around?
David, you Woo-hoo! Are on fire.
On fire. En fuego.
On fire, and you haven't used a clue yet.
How about that?
200%.
200%. All right, here we go, number three.
Why am I playing?
You get this one.
Turn it down, do you say? But all I got to say to you is time and time again, I say no. No, 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 no.
God damn.
That is not yes.
Okay, that's no.
No, 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 no. I need to hear them again.
Just the black.
Yeah, just the black.
Turn it down, do you say? Wait a second.
What?
Yeah, Jimmy added a word.
Turn it down, you say? But all I got to say to you, time and time again, I say no, 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 no.
I had no fucking clue.
That's what my head says right now. No, no, no.
Okay, go straight into the green.
Fucking.
Tell me not to play. Well, all I got to say to you when you feel... Tell me not to play. Well, all I got to say to you when you tell me not to play, I say no. No, 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 no.
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 Fucking no.
Fucking no.
Fuck no.
No.
Fuck.
Okay. It's a no.
Are we giving up, Sherry?
I didn't put purple on here.
I'm giving up.
All right.
Here we go. Okay.
Business, I want to rock.
Twisted Sister?
Yeah.
He's coming to Detroit.
Oh. Oh, yeah, okay. I didn't know the lyrics to this song at all.
Just a lot of screaming, and then I want to rock.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And a lot of no, no, no. No, 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 no.
No, 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 no.
I want to rock! All right.
200%. Jamie got 100%. And then there's a theme.
Okay, the theme, Sherry. Now, what was the first song again?
It's the Athena's Ugly Stepsister.
Oh, yeah. The Who
you
did
better,
something.
You Bet.
You Better, You Better, You Bet. And what was that middle song in there?
Jane says, Juan's Addiction.
Juan's Addiction. I want to rock. These are all bands that were in the 1993 Lollapalooza show.
Not I wish it was there. Shit.
The Monsters of Rock. No. I ain't got it.
It's a bit obscure. I'd be surprised if you did get it.
So I see something with addiction and betting.
That's a pretty good one.
And I'm addicted to, I'm betting that my addiction will get me a rock. I don't know. I have no idea. Jimmy?
Roger Daltrey turned 80 on March 1st.
Oh.
Terry Farrell will be 64. Actually, 65 on the 29th of March. And Dee Snider will be 68 tomorrow.
Wow.
They're all March birthdays.
Gotcha.
What?
Fucking.
I think. Perry and Jimmy share the same year of birth. Is that correct?
No.
How old are you going to be this year, Jimmy?
What?
How old are you going to be?
65.
He was born in 59 as well.
So, and when will you be 65, Jimmy?
Very soon. Possible.
Is it the same day as Perry Farrell?
It's actually 5 days previous to Perry's birthday.
How about
but we
that?
Can celebrate them both at the same time.
Okay, here's what blows my mind is that Roger Daltrey is 7 years younger than my dad.
Right, because he's like our guy, right?
Right. I mean, I knew he was older than me, but I didn't think he was 80.
Right.
I didn't realize he would be 20 years older than us. But I guess that makes sense.
Does your dad like The Who?
He'd be like, who? Who? Huh? No. Mm-hmm. He was a Dolly Parton guy.
He was like a Bobby Darin guy. Man.
No, he was mostly, actually funny. Growing up, he mostly like listened to the news channel. KYP in Philadelphia. But then he was more like country western, I think. He didn't listen to a lot of music, but we used to joke that he'd be blaring Dolly Parton as he's driving up the driveway.
Oh my God, that's pretty awesome.
Oh, wait.
Well, at least you like some kind of music, in addition to the news.
True. But here, wait, I still need to have somebody tell me.
Congratulations. Thanks for playing Jimmy Reeds.
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Woo!
Tra-la-ti-da.
Good job, buddy.
Yeah.
There you go.
And I looked up because those words seemed Pete Townsend to me. And they are, that song is written by Pete Townsend. His wife and he were split up at the time, and this is about the girlfriend that he had. You better, you better, you bet. They didn't say the name of the girlfriend, but anywho.
I think Pete called her bitch.
No, man.
Just saying, bro.
One of my favorite albums of all time, Pete Townsend's White City.
Is that Give Blood and stuff on there?
Yeah.
Is that a little racist? Yeah. Is that a little racist, you think?
No. Mm. It was based on a, I don't know.
His cocaine addiction?
It was based on, I don't know. I don't know.
I had an answer and then, Jesus, I couldn't even remember my keyword like 5 seconds before the show.
Jesus.
Blowout day.
IT.
You didn't get IT. Any of the fucking Jimmy Reeds. You suck.
I'm telling you, it's brain cells are just fucking that's exploding.
That's a good wine.
That is a big fucking wine.
A few extra brain cells.
Speaking of killing brain cells, mm-hmm. Dave, Jimmy gave you a song.
He did.
Is it good?
Jimmy, what is the song that you sent me?
What about it?
What is it?
I decided to do my take on an Eagles song.
Your take on an Eagles song. Now, a specific Eagles song or just like the Eagles style?
I think that I would best leave it anonymous and then you just guess what Eagles song it was.
Oh, there you go. All right. So I'm going to play it now. Is that what you want me to do, Cindy?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you guys hear it?
Yep.
Now, we have the legal right to play this because it's Jimmy's original creation.
That don't help the song at all, man.
It's kind of low.
Do you need me to play it and play it louder?
Yes.
Okay. You should have said something. Jesus.
I did. I started whispering. Play it. Turn it up.
Oh, I didn't hear that at all. All right. I'm going to play it again. Here we go.
No, there's no lyrics, Jimmy. This is instrumental.
Just like the song.
I'm hearing something that makes me think of like a James Bond movie. Ooh. I don't think the Eagles did a James Bond movie though.
No.
I feel like Life in the Fast Lane fucked Mr. Roboto.
Right in the ass.
Domo arigato.
Ooh. The treatment. All right, man.
I liked it. But that's what I got.
Okay.
What are you thinking, Cindy?
I was thinking I was going to hear some cool Jimmy words, but yeah, the instrumental is fun too. But I like Sherry's description of it, but I didn't hear any Eagles, unless maybe Mr. Roboto was involved.
So, Jimmy,
what was your
influence?
Inspiration.
Yeah.
Inspirationally, it was Hotel California.
No, you know what? I should have known that because the name of the song that he sent is Hotel Cali 2.
I guess you had a little more clue than we did.
Yeah, exactly.
I enjoyed it. I didn't get the genesis of it.
Up at the Hotel California. What a nice surprise with alibis. Oh, yeah. Exactly the same. I hear it now. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Hotel California. Yeah. I'm getting it. Totally.
Getting it.
Now, don't get me wrong, Jimmy. I love your song. Just not here in Hotel California. I'm expecting to see James Bond come screaming around off of like a mountain on his skis, and then
he jumps
off a cliff, and then he starts flying through the air, and it's dun 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 dun.
Well, my first thought was to make it heavy metal, and then to make it lighter, I added orchestra strings.
Mm. Made it much lighter. Okay. Made it much lighter. It was so heavy before the orchestra strings were added.
Well, the orchestra strings might have like turned it into the Bond song.
Oh yeah, dun dun dun, dun dun dun.
I see it. Yep.
Oh yeah.
Wait, wait. Which Bond would it have been?
Oh yeah.
Sean Connery.
The next one.
Or the newer?
Oh no.
What's his name? Daniel.
No. He was the other old one.
Yeah, the other old one.
Right.
The one
with the black hair.
Roger
Moore.
Roger, yes. Totally, yeah. Roger Moore.
He's Roger Moore.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they got to go back in space.
Or wait, didn't they also have the one that was the TV? He had a TV show and then he did.
Pierce Brosnan.
That's who Jimmy's Pierce Brosnan. Fucking
wait, there was a guy that was just once.
George Lazenby.
George Lazenby.
Yeah. Wasn't he one time?
I don't know.
Sherry knows. She's like my phone a friend, so I would trust you with my $1 million answer.
Jimmy, are you talking about the actor in recent times, it only played in once.
Recent movies.
I think James Bond was always.
Is always
so they had with that one time, I think Timothy Dalton, who was.
Timothy Dalton was James Bond?
And it was something with light in it. The lights something. And he lasted for one time.
Once.
All the daylights or some fucking shit.
Weren't they gonna have a chick Bond?
Oh, yeah. That's Timothy. Or did they Dalton. Do it already?
Yeah, the Living Daylights or something. He made it one or two. I think he might have made it two.
Wait, are you talking about the guy that became a chick, or the chick that became a guy?
I'm not talking about either. I don't know of any James Bonds that were chicks that became guys or guys that became chips, but I am very fascinated by them.
Right.
Yeah, there was one where I think it was a chick that became a guy.
Yeah.
What?
Or the Bond. It was a Bond movie that featured the chick. I don't think her name was James, but she was the main Bond, right?
Yeah.
Something like that.
What?
Yeah. Did you see that movie?
What? She was a trans.
She was a trans? What are you talking
about? I don't think she was a trans.
James Bond was a chick trans.
That's what you're Googling?
Yeah, I'm checking it out. There's a lot. You'd be surprised how many porn has James Bond chick trans.
There was it might have been a guy that was in a James Bond movie that became a girl.
Okay. We're getting it doesn't matter if we get off track. That's what happens with Jibber Jabber, huh?
Especially when we got nothing else.
Because it was like years later that there was like some big it all came out.
Oh, it all came out. Oh yeah.
And in the British tabloids. And, there was something.
Can you trust news anymore because of the AI and the deep fakes and all that bullshit?
Huh.
The other day, you guys know who the Property Brothers are, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Love me, the Property Brothers.
Yeah. So I happened upon the show where famous people get them to rebuild their families or homes.
Yep.
And then I was sitting there like, okay, I'm trying to tell the difference between them. And one of them kind of has a scruffier beard than the other. So I'm like, okay, which one is dating Zooey Deschanel? I had to Google it. Then all of a sudden, this article comes up about the tragedy of Jonathan of the Property Brothers. I'm like, what? What happened? Like, he died. He didn't die. I would have heard it on the news. And it was this fucking deep fake rabbit hole that I got sent into that I was freaked out and I thought this guy was dead. And I'm telling Val this news and she's all upset. And it's a lie. It pissed me the fuck off.
Yeah, whenever you see that, you gotta look tiny. It'll say sponsored by.
Right.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Sometimes when you see those tragedy things in tiny, tiny print in the corner, it'll be sponsored by blah, blah, blah.
And who's it sponsored by?
It'll just be some, I don't know, it always changes. And it's a big hint that it's bullshit.
So like deep fakes, they're allowed to get on there if they're sponsored by somebody.
I think so.
God damn it.
Well, what it is it's like an ad. But they make it look like it's a news story, but it's really just their public opinion. So, yeah, if they pay for it, they can put it out there.
Speaking of young people that died, Dave, who watches every TV show, did you ever watch the show with Kiefer Sutherland where he was the replacement president?
I saw that, some of that, yeah.
Okay. Scandal
or something?
No, it was Designated Survivor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw that one.
And then, have you seen the current show, The Cleaning Lady?
Hmm.
No, fucking crickets. So there's this guy, handsome Latino guy. He was on The Designated Survivor, and he's currently on a show called The Cleaning Lady. And all of a sudden, I'm scrolling through, and I think it's a deep fake. And I'm like, I'm not going on that. And the guy was like 42, and he fucking died of some weird disease. Like, just out of nowhere, I'm like, that guy, he's on a current show. He can't be dead, right? And? So it was kind of like the Jonathan and Drew Scott thing where you're like, I don't know. Is that true? It seems weird. He's young. But so it really wasn't true.
It was true.
It was true. So you don't know.
Huh. Right. So wait a minute. Which one's the dead one? You just got me to look up the show. Oliver Hudson?
No.
Kate Hudson's brother?
Oh, which show are you looking up? Designated Survivor?
The Cleaning Lady.
Okay.
Because I thought I might have started watching it, but maybe I didn't.
He's like the main guy.
Aiden Canto?
Yeah, dead.
Dead?
Yeah.
I don't even know him yet. I've never even heard of him. And he's dead already.
No, he's dead.
Well, they could have taped it a year ago.
Doesn't matter. Right. I'm just saying. He's dead before he got
even
famous.
Know. You didn't even care that he was dead because you didn't even know who he was.
I didn't even know him. I'm like, I haven't even seen him.
Well, is this a show that we should try to get into? Even though he might be,
so,
you know,
no.
Not in future seasons.
I'm thinking you ought to give it up now because he's dead.
He dead.
The star
and
of the show.
And it was
kind of
like he was the main... second main person in the whole fucking show.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Huh. So I would say no.
There was
some
also
weird fucking disease.
Ava De Demonici. She's they might keep the show for her, you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
I'm just saying. Uh oh. What were you saying, Sherry?
If you've seen it, it's already negotiated and it's turned. They'll run it.
Right, exactly. You know, Jim,
that'll make the money. Yes.
They got to.
I think I'm trying to say something, Jimmy.
Jimmy, did you hear what Sherry said?
I think.
We have to stop and end this mess.
Yeah, or there's going to be a mess.
All right. So now it's your turn, Jimmy, to sing us out, bro.
It's time to go. It's the end of the show. So put down your beer and get the hell out of here. Good night.
Jimmy, see you next Thursday.
Good night. All right, wait. I'm going to start, and I'm going to say, good night, you dingus. Now, Sherry, it's your turn.
That's it. Wow. Good night, you dastardly dingoes.
Oh, that was brilliant.
Well, I didn't want to go. I didn't want to. I figure everybody adds one more D.
Aha. Cindy.
Okay. Good night, Donnie Darko DeLorean.
Oh, good one.
Dinguses. Jimmy.
What?
Were you paying attention? Because it is your turn, and we need four Ds.
Oh.
I'm only a double D.
I think it would be good night, you desperately dickless, dumb Donnies.
Nice. You nice. Weren't talking about me, were you? That wasn't
exceeds expectations.
Always. That's our boy Jimmy. So that's it. We're done. We're out. We all say goodnight.
What's your name, Donnie?
Dingus.
Play Jimmy my pie song that I wrote for him two years ago.
Play the pie song, dude.
Right, man.
This is his song. Remember, we were all supposed to do numbers, and I had fucking like seven ready to go. But this was Jimmy said he liked pie, not just pie, but 3.1415. And this is totally awful and out of tune, but Jimmy, this is for you. And I even let it go a long intro because I know he likes the Beatles.
Right.
A little louder. This is for you, Jimmy.
Thank you, babe. It's all right if I buy you, babe.
3.1415926 3.1415926 That's my pie song to Jimmy.
That is fucking hilarious.
I loved it.